Weiter in Shas, we're about to stuff. Hey, hey, picking up on paid out of a piece by the bottom of the page. Very last line, Rav Shmuel Damar Tervayu. Both of them say, beep, turn the page. Kelly Shal Adam Kona Lo Bechol Makom Chutz Mishus Rabim. The cleave of a person will be Kona for him in every place except for Mishus Rabim. The Rishpam says, this is Kelly Shal Adam Shal Lokeach Kona Lo in Pasuk Damim Bechol Makom. If he gives him money, then it's going to be Kona for him. Afilu Berishus Mocha, even in the Rishus of the seller, who could go into Amar Lebehedi, he said straight up, Yikne Kelicha, your Kli will be Kona, Kedamar Lekaman, Beshmaitin, Avaba Samum, Bibayelon Lekaman, but it just stop. Without saying that, that's going to be a question, Relif Shetan, when an answer. Chutz Mishus Rabim, except for if it would be Rishus Rabim, says Rishpam, who didn't Lechatz Shane Shoshneim. Similarly, if it's a Chutz, it doesn't belong to both of them. Kiduch Lekaman, the Barbaisa, we're going to see in this Barbaisa of Rabbi Yishu, Barak in the Gbar, Yochan Rabbi Shulman, Lakos, Amr, Tavar, Fu, Mishas Rabbim, say even Mishas Rabbim, it's going to be Kona. Amr, Papa, Lo, Pligi. Rabbi Shmuel versus Rabbi Yochan, Mishlakos, they're not arguing Lo, Pligi, Kan, Mishas Rabbim, Kan, Bisimta. They're actually not arguing. Rather, Rabbi Shmuel are talking about in a Mishas Rabbim. That's what Rabbi Shmuel talking when they say that it's not going to work. And Rav Yochanan and Rav Shimon and Rav Shlakish, right, who say that it does work, don't really mean that. Kan b'simta, they're talking about where it's in a simta, right, which is the side. It's the side of their sister Rabbim. As it's anybody's right to put their kli over there, there's nothing over there that's going to not allow it to happen. So even though it's really a sister Rabbim, technically speaking, it's allowed to be there. So, common symptom. Why do they call it Rishus Rabbim? Even though Rabbi Yochanan and Rishus Lakish would both say even Rishus Rabbim won't work, so why do they call it Rishus Rabbim? Shame Rishus Yachid. Simply that they mean it's not a Rishus Yachid. Right? So, I mean, even in the non Rishus Yachid thing, in the symptom, it's going to work as well. Right. Now, how can I mistake? It also makes sense to say this. To say that they're actually agreeing with each other and arguing, they say that a cleaver person acquires any place where there's a reshus to place it there. Oh, so this is Rav Yochanan speaking up, right? Says Rishpam could go in simta v'chatzar shutfen reshus mocher, or go in da'amalei zil kini, like go and acquire. Could come on, da'ainu yeshul reshus, he has reshus, right? Back in the Gemara, yeshul reshus, and if he has reshus to be there, then yes. Ain't no reshus lo, but if not, then no. So even Rav Yochanan clearly saying that's not going to work in reshus a rabbim. Shema amina. So when he says reshus a rabbim, he doesn't really mean that. What does he mean? He means a simta. Toshima. We're going to have a back and forth now for quite a while. Baruch Hashem, a braisa. To try to show that actually you can acquire, the kelim of a person can acquire, even in reshus a rabbim. Toshima. Arba midos ben mochem. There are four different midos, four different dinim that come out from in the world of sales, right? So when something gets sold, let's say you're selling wheat, barley, whatever it is, figs, pomegranates, olive leaves, just going with the Zion meaning there. But when you're going to be selling, the sale is going to work at different points depending on whose kli is being used and where it is being placed. So let's take a look. Arba midos b'mocher. Ad shelo nismala mida l'mocher. Misha nismala mida l'lokeach. First one is that if the mida, the measurement, is not full, then it still belongs to the seller, and the buyer didn't get it yet, right? The stuff that's already been measured into it. But once it gets filled up, then it belongs to the buyer. Right, so now that it belongs to him. What are we talking about? This is talking about when the measuring tool that's being used doesn't belong to the buyer or the seller, but it belongs to a third party over there, and he gives it over to them. So it says, if it goes up to the wine, spills out, or shemen or the shemen, or it goes up in the value, but you can back out of it. We're talking about where it was lent to both of them. And the buyer doesn't have anything at that state. So if it goes up, it's the mocher goes down, it's the mocher's loss. Mishamalu arehu bishus okech. Once it gets filled up, then it's real kech. Lakachas velitoba mekot to go and take it ad shi atznio. I tell you can go and place it somewhere. Ocha nicho bekeli you put in his kli. The ladas kein nishilu lehem. That's where it's lent to them. Lozelu mitid. The lozel atznio for this one to measuring and this one to hold on to it. That's shalom. Vechos man shosik b'midida lemalos amidos arehi bishus o demodeid tanemocher. That's the mocher. Ve'ena lokech yochol liknos besochelio. Kelev Shamocher Kozman Shalom Mashach or Shalak Biu didn't do Mishich or Akba Mishan Nismale Samida Okeh the Brisha Shach of Nasis Kelev Shalokeh the Ladaskin Shalom. That's why it was unto him. Siole Laitana the Kelev Shalokeh Koder versus Harabim, and therefore he's saying that the Kelev of the buyer are Koder versus Harabim can refer to also the low Karav Shmuel not like Karav Shmuel. So let's take a look. So we said Arba Midas Abochim Achelo Nispal Midas Lemocher. Misha Nispal Midas Lelokeach. B'Medvar Mamurim B'Midas Shelo Shoshneim. It's not both of them. Aval Ema Yisam Midas Shalachem. Hem the Midas of the measuring tool. You belong to one of them. Either Lelokeach or the Mocher, says Rashbam. Then Rishon Kana. The owner of it acquires each little bit as it's placed into the measuring things, as it goes in, he belongs to him. The one who owns the measuring stick as it goes in his kona. Even if it gets filled up, even though he gave money for it, I gave you $100 for this wheat. It still doesn't matter if it's filled. Okana adchi yim shoch the mishicha the bekelev shamocher b'shus arabim inami b'simta lo kani lokeach the ha'afilu b'shus lokeach nami even though it's b'shus the lokeach also mean like I'm going to say the lo kani lokeach is not kona. Kozman shapiras bekelev the mocher if it's still in the kelim of the seller adchi yishbechim b'karka he spills on the ground v'yom amidah shalokeach if it belongs to the buyer avagav the loan is malis even if it didn't fill up yet nami rishon nishon kana as it falls in it belongs to him the dami lemashach it's similar lemashach the mashicha afabish lamadad the katani masnis and the kana kelev shalokeach kona. Right, okay, so Risha Kana, Bamedva, Mamura, what are we talking about over here? Bishus HaRabim, Uvachatzah, Shenuz, Rishtem, we're talking about Bishus HaRabim, Uvachatzah, it doesn't belong to either the buyer or the seller. Aval Bishus HaMochah, if it's in the Bishus of the seller, Lo Kana HaShek, the buyer is not going to be buy the Lokech is not going to acquire it until he does Hagba. He lifts it up, all she has in the Bishus, until he moves it from, takes it out of the Bishus. Bereshus okeach, and if it's in Bereshus okeach, kevus shekibal lav mocher, then as soon as the seller agreed to sell it, at that point, right, he said he's going to sell him X amount for what it is. Kana lokeach, he acquires it. Wow, so there's Bab Miyad. Abi shalom madad, the current Bereshus is Bereshus is kona. Abi shabida shal mocher, the kli batal ed seller rishos. So miu, even it's batal rishos. So miu the kame mukila amidah de lokeach velo garim miashar velo madad the tani masis the kana. Okay, we're gonna see this on my base now. Birishus halah mufkad metzlo. Let's say it's the sale is done, and the rishos of the person that. There's another guy who, you know, you're selling me the wheat and you don't have a place to keep it. So you keep it by, you know, Bob's, holding cell. So you keep it over there. So if it's just halah mufkadon etzlo, if it's in that or it's just in lo kana, the buyer is not acquiring it at shekama love until the Bob takes upon himself to give the place where the stuff is resting to the buyer. Okay. If let's say you give it over to leave it in Bob's storage, you know, BS company, BSC, Bob's storage company, and you leave it over by BS, and now I'm coming to buy it, you leaving it there, it's like it's your rishus until Bob gives it over that I have an opportunity to keep part of it. Oh, actually, yiskor es mekomo. The buyer rents out, you know, that part of it. Katani Mia. Okay, now all that, after all is said and done, we're trying to figure out over here, can the kelim of a person acquire in Rishus HaRabim, right? We have said that everybody, Rav Shmuel, Rav Yochanan, Rish Lakish, all say it's not going to work in Rishus HaRabim. Even Rav Yochanan, Rish Lakish, who said Rishus HaRabim does work, they meant a simta. But now it seems to be saying, Katani Mia, that the buyer's clique can acquire Rishus HaRabim v'chatzashen HaShoshneim. If it's in one of these two circumstances, one of them is a Rishus HaRabim. Oh, so it does work in Rishus HaRabim. Beep, turn the page, pay him a base. My lab, Rishus HaRabim. Mamish doesn't mean actually in Rishus HaRabim. And therefore we learn out that yes, there are apparently against Rav, Shmuel, Rav Yochanan, Rish Lakish. From this Bible, he said, the Taki, you can't do it in Rishus HaRabim, says Rishbam. If it's one of them, and then a little as it goes in, it's they're koneh. Alma kalev shalokech b'shus rabim koneh. V'kash shalman damer chutz b'shus rabim. L'ravavo amar of Yochanan. Enter Rav Yochanan. Says Gemara, nice try. Lo b'simta. That entire brayso is talking about a simta. This side point over there, side little the side of the b'shus rabim, which is given over to those that are there to be able to actually have b'shus in it. In fact, the Gemara do me the chashen rishus name katani, but what even the Brisa says, a rishus harabim that's similar to a chatzir that's not owned by either one of them, which would mean we're talking about a rishus harabim and not a simta, because a simta could be that the person has a rishus over it. So it's going to know my chashen rishus name nami. What does that mean? The low, the high kula of the high kula means it doesn't belong to this one entirely or to that one entirely. Aval the tavai, but elo the tavai rather belongs to both of them, right? So. We can compare it to a simta and not to a rishus harabim. Boy, minei Rav Sheshes mirav huna. Rav Sheshes comes against the question of Rav Huna. Kel yoshel lokeach birishus mocher. Let's say the kli of the buyer, and it was in the rishus of the seller. So I have a kli, and I put it down in this bag, and I put it in your rishus. Kana lokeach halo. Am I kana or not? Says Rashbam, kana lokech ki ilu nasa l'toch rishusu shalokech. When you put the stuff in that bag, it's like you put it in my rishus. Well, look at it. The rishus ikar v'akli batal l'am rishus, because my bag's in your rishus. The rishus is the main thing, and my bag is batal to that rishus. What is going to be the din? So, I'm going to lay everyone says back to Nisua. What do you mean? Learn to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, zoku la l'tocheko. If you threw it into her lap, says Rashbam, Klomer al bigadeh shehimi lubeshes, onto the clothing that she is wearing. Rashbam, right before, says a Mishnah in Gittin in Perek Hazorik. If you throw it onto her lap, olotol kalto, you throw it into her basket. Rashbam says, sal shen noshim nosnen lesocho machtin mitzinoyos. They put all their sewing stuff in it. Hare zun migureshes, they are divorced. Rashbam says, the kona la kolsa birishus hamigarish. And we're talking about that this is in the rishus of the megarish, the one divorcing. So it must be, we're talking about that it's resting in the husband's thing, and the get still works. Oh, it must be that the person's kli can acquire even though it's in someone else's rishus. Our mother Rav Nachum says, no, one second. Not necessarily. Because my tama parshas lemeahi, why are you coming and answering up from that Mishnah and get in the machula mea uchle beuchla? That whole discussion over there in Gittin was knocked back and forth 100 times with an ukla. It's a type of thing that you used to measure. And it was beaten down. It wasn't, there are other ways to explain that. The Mishnah is talking about she's divorced when the get gets to her basket. If it's hanging on her, Rashbam says, Veinu nigres bekarka, it's not being dragged on the floor. V'lechein kodula, the Rashbam, kalasa, the dami lag ba, shekunu b'chomak, it's a kogba, it's going to every place. Tluya ba, hanu kshura v'tluya, it's tied to her. V'shalka shamre says, kshura v'afopi she'ena tluya ba, we're talking about a case where it's tied to her, even if it's not actually hanging from her. Says Rashbam, ela nigres bekarka, ukshura, but it's tied to her. So in Ravada Bar Avam, he says, "Kigon shayisa kalsam unachas labein yiruchusel." We're talking about the case where the basket was on the ground, but it was between her legs. His response: "Ve'afal pishem unachas b'karka ein makbid al mako moshav ishto." When it's not makbid in a place where the woman is sitting, he gives her the place where she's sitting. V'alachuf haya. So that's like given to her, it's her rishus. He says, the Mishnah could be talking about a case where the husband was selling these baskets. He used to sell those. That's what he sold as a business. So
Bayis lekach, kach b'rish Rabbeinu. It's how they explain in Gittin. Rabbi Yochanan says, Makom cheka kanila. When a wife is the husband's property, in the place of where she is, her lap is acquires belongs to her. Makom kalsa kanila. And the place where her basket is also given to her. Amar Rava, my time of Yochan, what's pshat in Rav Yochan? Why do you say the fisha ain't the makbid? Person's not makbid. Lo makom cheka, v'lo makom kalsa. He's not makbid on his wife's lap, and he's not makbid for the basket. So you don't have a riot from this mishnah to say that the utensil, the kli of the buyer, can arrive from that of the seller. Just to make, I hope this is clear. You can't just throw a get to a woman. It has to go to her property. So if it's in the husband's property, it's not hers. If it's in her chatzah, then it would be. Whatever, if it's in her basket and his chatzah, that was the whole question over here. And we don't have a way that's the case. We have tons of different answers as for what that could mean over there. So we're back to our question again, saying, how do we know, could it be that the, well, not really back to our question. We're saying, we're trying to show that maybe a kli will work, which is Rabbim. Elop shatameha. Let's figure out from the following. Right, so we saw earlier, birshus mocher, if the sale was done in the seller's domain, lo kana achi yigbeinu o achi yotzeinu mershuso. He's not going until he goes in, he lifts it up, he does hagbo, or goes in, he takes it out. My lab, akeligo kech. Aren't we talking about the kli of the buyer? And if it's the kli of the buyer, and it's not going to work until you lift it up and take it out, it must be the kli of the buyer, and so mershuso is not going to work. This is my law. So aren't we talking about akeligo mocher? We're talking about the kli of the mocher. So if he has to lift it up and take it out. Says, so hold on a second. I mean, the ratio of a kli the mocher, the fact that the price is the case that we saw before, he's talking about the seller's kli, like you just said. So, sefer nami because of mocher must be the sefer is also talking about that. But in a sefer, let's look at the sefer. You want to tell me that's a kli of the mocher? Well, look at the sefer. Birushus lokeach, the sale was done in the buyer's domain. Kevin Skibel of mocher, as soon as the seller accepted upon himself the sale, the deal, what they're going to be doing, and then he acquires it. But if the actual measuring is done in the seller's kli, am I kind of lokeach? So why is he going to go ahead and get it right away? It's in the kli of the seller. Says the Gemara, sefer in the kli of the lokeach. No, the sefer is talking about where it's going to the buyer's utensil. Umay paska. How could you paskin like that and say, like, oh, yeah, this is talking about that kli, this is talking about that kli. You're not keeping things consistent. And for the Gemara, stam the milsa. This is the normal general thing. Ki mocher money, the mocher shchiche. Ki be lokeach money, the lokeach shchiche. In the rishus of the seller, the seller's kalim are all over the place. In that of the buyer's things are over there. So therefore, it makes sense to say that the baisa would say that the seller's kli was used if you're in the seller's rishus, and the buyer's one in the buyer's rishus, even though right, it's not said straight out. And therefore, we don't have any reason to say now that the kli of a person is going to be kona in someone else's rishus. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.